Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
We'll start here as kind of as we process post-mortem of Oregon's loss to Indiana and start looking ahead. I kind of wanted to have that open conversation with you today, Danny, about how to recover from a loss like this. Because I think we've seen a couple people do it in some weird ways. Mm-hmm. Penn State did it in a way. They got their coach fired.
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
Bounce backy.
You know, they're starting to kind of figure it out now. I don't think Sark was ever in danger of being fired.
No, they've been going up for so long now that it's going to take a little while for that to happen.
But the nice parallel for Oregon bouncing back against Indiana is that Dante Moore didn't play well, and Arch Manning didn't play well against Ohio State.
Yeah,
and
but Arch also played horribly.
Yes, I
Dante
agree.
Was objectively not good.
Not good, but I'm with you. I would not say he was horrible. So there's a lot of ways to get through this, and I think we'll ask Tyson in 10 minutes when he comes on. I think you do what Lanning says. You put him in comfortable situations against a team you know you should take care of.
Yeah. I was listening to Lanning's press conference yesterday. Boy, he was a real red ass. Yeah. The only question he answered like directly was about an injured player. I think it was Casper, and he was like, yeah, he had surgery on his ankle, and he'll still be done for the season. Like, that was the only, like, the reporter asked a question, and the reporter got the answer, the question answered directly. Otherwise, it was the most deflectionary, non-answer BS and grumpy, and I'm like,
man doesn't like to lose.
No, and that was the thing I took out of
this. Man doesn't like to lose.
I'm not saying that because I like Lanning. Of all the things that I don't like about Oregon, Lanning is on the complete other side. I love him.
I love Dan.
The way I came out of that was, God, he's such a red ass. And it was like, I rolled my eyes every answer he gave. But also at the end of it, I was like, this is a guy that hates to lose more than he likes to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that in my coach.
And I even thought his answer to the injury question was like, man, I hate that I had to tell the truth there.
Yeah, that one he did. You can hear the tone shift.
Yeah,
of
he's like, yeah, he's not with us.
Yeah, he had surgery on his ankle.
Did he die?
This season.
This guy's dead.
Yeah.
Cross him off then.
But you know, he was asked about like the pass rush and the front seven and their lack of pressure, and he's like, you know, how many? Or I think there's another one. He was asked about the offensive line and win rate or something along those lines. He's like, we don't really track those things. And I'm sitting there like, come on! Yes, you do. Well, you know the exact numbers off the top of your head. Spit them out, dog. Like it was so egregious. Like, oh, we don't really look at that. Yes, you do. You have an entire analytics group that looks at everything. Don't tell me that. Don't lie to me. Like, respect me a little bit. BS me better, Dan. Come on.
Now the other scary aspect of this though is, you know, you look at it and you look at the schedule and you go, okay, we're going on the road to Rutgers. Yeah, the travel stinks and going all the way across the country stinks.
Yeah.
But the talent discrepancy, the coaching discrepancy.
Overwhelming.
Look, I know Schiano is the legend at Rutgers and good on him for his journey that he's been on. Whatever you want to call that. But this is your get right game. Like, Oregon should go in there and handle business. That being said, Penn State should have gone into UCLA and handled business.
Yeah, it's
flying across
different.
The country. Coach is getting fired. You're playing maybe one of the worst Power Four teams in football, and you got punked. And so
the line is not as big as I thought it would be at opening.
I'm going to go with 11.5.
No, it's a little more. Opened at 15.5, but it's been bet up to 17.5.
Oh, taking money coming in on the Ducks?
Yeah. Actually, well, because, I mean, quite a bit to go. 2 points is, I mean.
Well, because I think this coaching staff, and that's what, and I'll be stoked to ask Tyson about this. That is probably what I'm going to watch the most about Oregon Rutgers. It probably won't be the offensive line. It probably won't be Dante Moore. It probably won't be the DBs, the wide receivers, Kenyon Sadiq, et cetera. I mean, it will, but I'm gonna really, really pay attention, and I'm jealous of Dusty. He'll be on the sideline. I want to watch Tosh Lapoy, Will Stein, and Dan Laney, because we don't. The Ohio State game last year in the playoff was such a punch to the gut, and that game was over so quickly, and there was no way to come back after that game. So now, and I know there's losses to the Huskies and there's losses to Georgia on the road, but this is kind of the first time in Oregon's, you know, like, we're gunning for a national championship in the Lanning era, that they got punched in the mouth and we get to see them the next week. How they respond to this. Because the teams that lost to UW, those weren't national title contenders. No. Those were Lanning building. That team to Georgia, that's your first day on the job, brother. Yeah. Like,
surprise, here's a demon.
Yeah, this is a real opportunity for Lanning and Stein and Lapoy and your assistants, strength and conditioning, the whole shabam from top to bottom, to kind of say, hey, yeah, we got punched last week, and I'm going to take it out on these poor kids at Rutgers.
Yeah,
because they're going to know who my name is.
I mean, I was listening to Pate's reaction to that, and he flat out said it. He was pretty hard on Oregon.
I mean, we've all been hard on Oregon. Dirt's been hard on Oregon.
I mean, when you have 64 yards of total offense in the second half,
it's
and
tough.
Your offense scores 7 points, you score one touchdown all game, Pate just flat out said it. He goes, they got out-coached.
It's a bad look.
They got out-coached everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't a single thing about that game where you hang your hat and you're like, ah, well, you know, it's like, nah, man, they beat you up in the backfield. They got pressures. They got sacks. They got turnovers. They ran the ball. They threw the ball. Like, the only, like, thing that you did as Oregon where you, like, you kind of upset the apple cart was the pick six. Mm-hmm. And that's just an individual player making a big play and being in the right spot. And you can talk about film and preparation, all those things, certainly. Tendencies and being able to call the right coverage at the right time, and Mendoza maybe making a throw you shouldn't have made, or you give the credit where it's due and a defender made a play. But beyond that, Indiana whooped your ass.
Yeah, and I think because Dante had such a rough game, you know, we talked in this game that if Dante turned the ball over, they were going to be in trouble.
It was kind of the thought going
into
this.
That was the thought. I mean, we felt the same about Mendoza mm-hmm. as well. His team bailed him out despite him throwing a pick six. Dante didn't, but he still turned the ball over. And I think when you walk into big games like this, after your quarterback that is clearly extremely talented and skilled, I think you let him go early. I think, you know, my comments on Will Stein and kind of conservative play calling at the beginning of the Penn State game, I felt it was eerily similar in the Indiana game and not sticking to the run as much as I would like. I know some of you texters out there feel the same way. I think you can afford to have a little bit of issues at quarterback against Rutgers.
And be fine.
Yeah. So I might turn Dante loose early and just get him in a rhythm. Like, don't do the slow start stuff. Just, like, get him out there throwing the ball. Like maybe take a shot deep on the first play. Just take a shot.
I mean,
run the ball the second down and the third down.
Bills did against the Falcons.
Just take a shot.
They threw the deep ball. Was it to Palmer to start the game? I can't remember. It was a big play to start the game from Josh Allen. I was like, oh, there we go. There's also the other side of that coin, though, for you. And we've talked about this a little bit. Not too much, though. What if Dante's not there yet? And that conservative play calling
is because he's not there?
Because he's like, they're protecting him.
I think there's a chance of that.
I'm not saying that he's not good.
Yeah.
But maybe they're like that conservative play. Now, again, you played Penn State and Indiana, two good teams, so you're not trying to put yourself behind the eight ball and do a bunch of crazy stuff early in a game. But also, if your aggression level is changing, whether or not you want to acknowledge it, That says something about how you view your team.
I think it's a fair question because those are the guys in the building, and that might be why I'm looking at those guys as much right now, to see how they handle Dante. I'll tell you what, if you're an Oregon fan, though, I think you feel pretty good about him coming back next year.
Well, this quarterback class is pretty cheeks.
Well, it didn't start cheeks.
Well, I mean, it is now.
I mean, some NFL guys might fall in love with somebody at the combine.
Well, that's true, but that's the thing is you have an opportunity to be that guy. I mean, I saw the first couple of mock drafts are starting to come out because we're a third of the way through the NFL season. Mm-hmm. Mendoza's the number one quarterback.
Yeah, good for him.
Shout out to you. I don't see anything about Fernando Mendoza that I'm like, as a Raiders fan, I'm not like, I'm sitting here going, hey, you know what? We're really weak at secondary. AJ Harris,
yeah.
Caleb Downs.
Yeah,
I'll
take Caleb Downs.
You know, I'd rather go down that path than go on a quarterback. So if you're a guy who can legitimately talk yourself into being a day one quarterback, I'd go to the draft because you can come back and be Drew Aller and go undrafted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.